Hallelujah. Glory. Glory, hallelujah. And how is everybody? Are you anointed and appointed? Praise God. You know, one of the things that the Spirit was bringing me today, you know, especially in the area that we're, you know, we've been talking about a lot of things that are deep things and things that are happening, you know, hybrids, demons, Nephilims, fallen angels, things that are happening right now in this country and in this world. And again, I want to share with you that a couple weeks ago, the Lord gave me a vision while we were worshiping. And I saw this armor come over this place, boom, boom, boom. And it was just unloading. It was like just, and it was like a dome that came over. And I thought, wow, what is this, Lord? And he says, it's a dome of my protection. And I just want you to know that during times as we're getting closer and closer, you're going to find more and more things begin to happen around you. And I want you to understand that there is a dome of protection of those who under the covering of the Lord. Those that are not under the covering of the Lord are going to have struggles and trials, and it's going to be tough. If you're not right with God, the enemy's got access to you. The Bible says, make no place of the devil in your life. Let me share with you that praise and worship is essential. What it is in the Psalms, it says, is a two-edged sword in your mouth. It talks about praise in your mouth and a two-edged sword, well, it talks about in your hand. But praise and worship is one of the most powerful weapons that there is. The Bible tells us when you praise and worship, that God ambushes your enemies. Don't you need your enemies ambushed? In fact, I need mine burning in a bush. This is when we really seek with all of our heart. Now, you can come in and do a form of religion. You sing a couple of songs, lift your hand. Ah. But there's a place where you are really seeking. And let me tell you, when you touch his heart, he touches yours. Everybody, in one way or another, wants to be touched by God. But when you touch him is when he touches you. Even with the woman with the issue of blood, he found such great faith in her, it touched his heart, didn't it? And what happened to her? She touched the hem of his garment and got healed. See, when you really seek him with all of your heart, again, this is not religion. God is requiring a relationship. And in this relationship, there is a desire to be close to him. Just like any relationship that you have in the world. When you love someone, you want to be close to them. Well, God loves us more than anyone else. He loves you more than any human could. So what he's asking is, just come to me and let me take care of you. So one of the things that the Holy Spirit was sharing with me today, and we've heard this teaching, and it's been in our directory, but it needed to be brought up again. And the teaching is called Trust, Rest, and Wait. Because there's an area that we really need to get this imparted so we don't get swayed, misled, or moved out of position. So that we don't walk away from the dome of protection. In 1 Peter chapter 5, would you go there, please? 1 Peter chapter 5, another training session. Remember, we don't come to Bible studies. We come to training sessions. These are not sermons that are downloaded off the internet. These are released from the Lord from the throne room. These are training sessions, not religious sessions. What are we being trained up to? Well, we're being trained up to expose the enemy's tactics. We're being trained up how to attack. We're being trained up how to pray. We're being trained up how to discern what spirits are interfering with us. We're getting strengthened with God's presence and power so that we're backed by heaven. So when you cast out a devil, they run. They know your presence. They shake. They tremble. In 1 Peter chapter 5, in verse 6, would you read it with me? Therefore what? Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you in due time, casting your care upon him for he cares for you. Let me share with you. Humility, humbling yourself is the first thing that you must do before you can be free. You cannot be free without humbling yourself. It's impossible. Why? Because humbling yourself causes cooperation. Amen? I see a lot of people saying, well, why ain't Jesus done this for me yet? Why? Because you ain't humble, homie. You're still full of stinking pride. You got religious spirits hanging all over you. But I know the word and I quote the word. Well, you still got a hardened heart. You have not humbled yourself. What's humbling? How about praise and worship? It takes humbleness to do that, doesn't it? Other than that, you're looking around the room. Who's looking at me? Dear God, if I was to say a word, what will happen? Probably you get free. Because what you sow is what you reap. And what you speak is what you eat. And what you eat is what you become. This is not about religion. There's a war going on. And you want to stay ahead of the game, ahead of the war. You want to stay victorious in the war constantly. Then there's things that we must be doing. We must be cooperating constantly. He says, humble yourself. Then what does he say? Cast your cares upon him. Oh, we have this tendency to try to fix everything. I'll fix it. And then we try to fix what we just tried to fix because we messed it up again. See, there's a time when God is telling you to go do something, and there's a time that, wait, I got this. And then we go do it. I told you I got it. No, I'm going to do it. Okay. Then you do it in the flesh. You open the door to a spirit, and next thing you know, you're all flippy and floopy. And then you're blaming God because of, why didn't you answer my prayer? He did. He told you not to do it. You know, he does say no. People think he says yes to everything. Oh, Lord, your son, if I ask, I get it. You do. You get the answer. It's called no. Hallelujah. Let's go a little further. Verse 7, casting your care upon him, for he what? Cares for you. Verse 8, be what? Sober and what? Vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. So if you're not humble and you're prideful, what do you think? Has the devil got access to you? You betcha. You betcha. Let me tell you, the devil loves to get you on every kind of medication that there is. Because he knows that the side effects will begin to eat your body, tear up your liver, and every other goofy thing that there is. Now, I'm not against medication, but I don't believe that people, when they're diagnosing you with all kinds of oppressive stuff, that's a spirit. That's nothing but a demon. Bipolar, there's no such thing. They're finding out that what HDAD, what's the heck's the name of it? Yeah, I was just reading a statistic that they've been following all along. They said that the medication they've been giving people, well, it's now multiplying in a tremendous way because it's not doing anything. I was reading that today in one of the articles. They had a huge statistic on it. And I'm like, what? For all these years, they've been tracking all this, saying the medication that they're giving these individuals that have this diagnosis is doing nothing. In fact, it's increasing and increasing and increasing. Why? Because you can't medicate a spirit. That spirit don't leave. It stays there. And the devil is a roaring lion seeking whom he may access to. Again, I am not against medication. You break your leg, you definitely want to get rid of the pain. But I'm telling you, the pain pill doesn't heal you. It just deceives you. And that's what medication does, deceives an individual. Same thing with mental medication. Man, did you ever see people on Thorazine and all kinds of stuff? They look like zombies. What's your name? Huh? I feel sorry for them because nobody's telling them the truth. One of these days, I want to go on these psychic wards and cast out all the devils in that place. First of all, starting with the doctor. Hallelujah. Praise God. So innocent says, be sober and be vigilant. That means that you and I must be alert and consistent. Now, are you going to be alert if you're doped up? No. You need to be filled up. And to be consistent, that means there's something you must do. Stay humble and cooperate. Cooperation is the key to freedom. Cooperation is the key to freedom. You can't get free without cooperation. Oh, Lord, hear me. Okay, come on. No. No, hear me right now. No, come on. People are still waiting for their healing, and God's still waiting for them to cooperate. Has everybody got that? Praise God. Jeremiah 17. Now, one of the things I've found out with trust, rest, and wait, you know, there always seems to be three stages for the next level. Three stages for victory. Jesus had to pray three times before he could endure all the way. There's three chambers in the tabernacle. There's the three parts of the Trinity. Amen? 3 days of resurrection. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. There's three areas of abiding. Abiding in his word is presence and in fellowship. Well, I'm telling you that with trust, rest, and wait, we've got to come to a place where we press in. Amen? We press through to breakthrough. Without pressing on and pressing in, or pressing through, you don't get a breakthrough. That means that, listen, when you're digging for something, you don't take one shovel full of dirt. You keep digging until you hit. When they're drilling for oil, listen, they don't stop because they didn't hit it yet. They are consistent until they hit it. Amen? Then when they struck oil, something happens. They get wealthy. They have victory in the oil. Praise God. Jeremiah 17. Would you read it with me? Verse 5. Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord. Oh, whose hearts depart. There are people whose hearts have not even been set in the Lord. Cursed is the person who trusts in their own strength. Cursed is the person who trusts in their own abilities. But God gave me those abilities, but you're not giving God glory because of those abilities. So you're still saying they're yours. Cursed is that man. Verse 6, for he shall be like a what? A shrub in the desert. How many of y'all want to be a shrub in the desert? I didn't think so. And shall not see when what? When good comes. Why? Because they always miss God. Why? Because they're trusting in themselves, so they cannot be consistent. Remember, humility, humbleness is the first part of becoming cooperative. If you're not cooperative, you cannot be free. It's impossible. But God does miracles. Yes. You know, people say, well, man, well, I've never seen any of this stuff. Well, you haven't been in a place where it's happening then. Listen, I didn't know about miracles until I was in a place where I saw people getting healed. Then I believed in miracles. I didn't know about praying in tongues until I was in a place where the anointing was flowing, where people were praying in tongues. I didn't know I could have any of these things. I didn't know that I could lay hands on sick, raise the dead, cast out devils. I didn't know any of this stuff until I was in a place where it was going on. Why? Because I had to what? Cooperate. In fact, I was invited to come to a place when I was a heathen. And I thought people were all weird. What the heck? I thought everybody was a devil. And I'm the one that was. In fact, I was the only one in there that was. They're all praying in this funny language. I thought, my God, these people are. No, you are. But there was something about they love. They had love. And that was the day I got saved. Filled with the Holy Ghost, delivered, you! And brand new person. Anyways, verse 6, and he shall be like a shrub in the desert and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness and the salt land which is not inhabited. How many of y'all want to miss God? Then you got to be humble and maintain consistency and cooperation, because without that, you cannot get free. Amen? Now, verse 7, blessed is the man who what? Trust. So if somebody trusts, are you consistent? Amen. Will you cooperate? Hello. This is like Trust Series 101. Trust. Well, okay, if I trust, that means I'm going to cooperate. I'm going to be consistent. Why? Because I'm trusting. I didn't say trust yourself. I said trust in God. Amen? And says, whose hope is in the Lord, for he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river and will not what? It will not what? Fear when he comes, but its leaves will be green and will not be what? Anxious. Anxious is fear. Anxiety is fear. Okay, let's get down to it. Fear is a demon. No, I'm just shy. No, you have a demon. That's a part of fear. And will not fear or not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. He says that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? And the Lord says, I search the heart. I test the mind. That's testing the thoughts. even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his lips. That means rewards and judgments. I search out, he says, to bring you a reward or judgment. In other words, a blessing or a what? Curse. Hello? How many of y'all want the devil to constantly steal your stuff? Where there's a constant steal, there's a curse. Hello? So there's something that we've got to do. We want to be blessed. That means we have to endure, don't we? We got to cooperate. Proverbs 3. Trust, trust, and trust. Did you ever get around anyone says, I don't trust anybody? Ooh, you don't trust God either. Oh, I trust God. Oh, really? I can tell your fruit. Anger, bitter. That's not trust. Proverbs 3 and verse 5. What does it say? Trust in the Lord with what? Oh, when you feel like it, right? Oh, I feel I trusted God today. Okay. No, he says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Now, if you can't worship him with all of your heart, you certainly can't trust him with all of your heart. It's impossible. And lean not on your own understanding. That means an individual trusts in themselves. In all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. So is your relationship in an area where you're always acknowledging the Lord? Lord, what am I supposed to do with this? Can you show me what I'm... Are you one who goes to prayer every morning? See, because without prayer, there's no victory at all. See, if you don't go to prayer in the morning, it means you trust you instead of God. And there's a curse then. It's called a self-imposed curse. In verse 7, do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Praise God, I can justify that. Strength to your bones. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of your increase, so your barns will be filled with plenty. You know why people don't give full tithes? You know why they're always holding back from the Lord? Because they don't trust. Has everybody got that? So your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. What does he say? My son, don't despise the chastening of the Lord, nor detest his correction. For whom the Lord loves, he corrects, just as a father the son in whom he delights. So we're going to be corrected by God. You'll be convicted. You'll be chastened. Some of you might be convicted right now. You know, I really need to start trusting the Lord. Yes, you need to start trusting God. And it's not for what you need. It's for he's able to do whatever it takes. Too many people are, I'm trusting God on what I want. No, you don't trust God on what you want. I'm trusting God to answer this. Listen, man, you're trusting God that his perfect will be done. You must trust him to make a way, not you. But I'm waiting. Done. I've been praying this for years, and it hasn't come yet. Well, it's probably not supposed to. That's why. You know, too many people, just like Abraham, his wife wouldn't wait. Hello? And what produced? An Ishmael. People aren't waiting on their Isaac. They're taking an Ishmael. End result is blessing if you trust in everything we do. If you truly trust the Lord, you're going to be blessed. But I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. Just trust him. You don't know my circumstances, and I don't want to. You're to cast your cares upon him. That's called trust. What do I do then? We're getting there. Psalm 37. The first thing you got to do is what? Trust. And that's what's going to take humbleness and what? Cooperation. Because if you don't trust, there won't be humbleness and there won't be cooperation. That means you're still trusting in yourself. Come on, everybody's been pushed by the devil. I got to die to myself. That's what I got to do. And that's what trust is. Trust. Jesus gave us a formula for victory. He said, deny yourself, pick up the cross, and follow. Trust is to deny yourself. Trust is to deny yourself. Why? So that you can maintain a place of humbleness, consistency, cooperation, which will bring forth freedom and blessing. Psalm 37 and verse 40. Would you read it with me? And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they what? Trust in what? Oh, man, what you want? Check that out. Do we need to read this again? The Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. Man, I began to watch supernatural things begin to manifest in my life when I began to trust in God. And what was I doing? I was maintaining consistency. I was staying in fellowship. I was with believers. I was maintaining worship. And then I was watching supernatural things begin to happen. Why? Because when you trust him, he blesses you. Amen? He says he helps, he delivers, he saves from the wicked. Remember, we just read the devil's out to seek whom he can devour. In Proverbs 18. Proverbs 18:30. Okay. We got a problem, mission control. That must be three. Well, anyways, praise the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. I don't know where that came from. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Glory. Is everybody there? Verse 8. For we do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were burdened beyond measure above strength, so that we despaired even of life. Yes, we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead. Hello. In other words, the first place in this is the first chamber of the tabernacle, okay? Jesus said, I'm the way. The only way you can go his way is to deny yourself. And the only way that you're going to deny yourself in this is so that trust. And as you humble yourself and trust, you will cooperate. Has everybody got this? But there's got to be something about the consistency. You do not go from the first step to the tenth. You know, too many people want to jump from one to another. And it doesn't work that way. God brings us through a process so we can learn. But he's bringing us very quickly. So the more you cooperate, the quicker you get to that place he's got prepared for you. Amen? Psalm 56, God willing. Hallelujah. Psalm 56, verse 922. No. Psalm 56. Is everybody there? Glory to God. Psalm 56. Is everybody there now? Start at verse 1. Be merciful to me, O God, for man would swallow me up. Fighting all day, he oppresses me. Who's trying to oppress you all day? Your enemy. And that's all he tries to do. My enemies would hound me all day. For there are many who fight against me, O Most High. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. In other words, when things don't look right, I'm going to trust in you. When things don't feel right, I'm going to trust in you. When I make a mistake, I'm going to trust in you. When I made a wrong decision, I'm going to repent and I'm going to trust in you. Does everybody got it? Does everybody understand that? Verse 4, in God I will praise his word. In God I will put my trust, and I will not fear. What can flesh do to me? Now, let me tell you what fear is. Fear is false evidence appearing real. Has everybody got it? Fear is false evidence appearing real, and it makes you freak out. That's what fear is. It's false evidence. Why? Because you've been lied to. The Lord says, don't fear, right? He's not giving you a spirit of fear, but power, love, and sound mind. So fear is false evidence appearing real. Amen? F-E-A-R. Again, we're going to stay in that area where we're going to trust, because trusting takes to be humble, takes cooperation, allows you to deny yourself, and allows you to go to the way of the Lord. Amen? Psalm 37. Psalm 37. Verse 3, is everybody there? Let's speak it. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Oh, this is beautiful. So when you're actually worshiping him and seeking him with all of your heart, you know what he does? He takes your desires and puts his desires in your heart. And as you are consistent, all of a sudden, the things that you thought you wanted are gone. Oh, gosh. Man, I used to love that. I don't anymore. I used to like to do this. I don't like to do it anymore. Why? Because you have new desires now. And these desires are from God. And he says, if you maintain seeking me with all of your heart, I'm going to bring it to pass. I'm going to show you who I am. See, one of the things the Lord loves to do is reveal himself, if you let him. But he will not reveal you himself to you without cooperation. You can kick and scream like a baby and fall on the floor with a temper tantrum, and he still isn't coming. He'll wait for you to come into a place of humbleness and cooperation, and then you seek him with all of your heart. So everybody got this. This is not religion. Listen, one of the things we want to do is open the ports of heaven. We open the ports of heaven by seeking him with all of our heart and praise and worshiping, because it moves back the powers of darkness and brings in the presence of God. And spirits begin to leave people. You know where they're going? To everyone that doesn't worship. You know why? Because they can't stay in that temple. Because you're worshiping like crazy. You're seeking the Lord with all of your heart. Why? Because you trust him. And you're willing to humble yourself and cooperate. So you're going after him. Lord, yes, me and you all the way. But psh, there goes the spirit. Psh, there goes the spirit. And what's the spirit doing? Seeking dry ground. There's one. Come on. Then that person gets all these thoughts. Why? That spirit just entered. Hallelujah. Is everybody okay?
Good.
Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell on the land. Feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Verse 5. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall what? Bring it to pass. Why? He's going to bring to pass his desires. Why? Because his desires are now yours. And when that happens, you got nothing to worry about. In fact, you shouldn't worry about anything. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. Yes. So we're going to dwell. We're going to feed on his faithfulness. We're going to commit our ways to the Lord. He's going to bring it to pass. But I'm going to tell you, disobedience is rebellion, and it brings captivity. Listen, you can't trust him. He can't trust you. You know people you can't trust. You know what I'm saying? There are people that, man, you know, they're out there. Some of them. Granola, nutty, stuff like that. Have a form of religion, but you know you can't trust what they're saying. You can't trust what they're doing. Why? Because they haven't proven it. Amen? So in this, there are individuals that you can't trust. You know why? Because they can't trust you. And God can't trust you if you can't trust him. That's where people are unstable. If they're not, listen, can you trust someone that doesn't show up to work all the time? No. Can you trust someone that says something and doesn't do it? I mean, come on, you know people already that, man, yeah, they always say it, but they'll never. I don't know what they're going to do next. Amen? So if you can't trust them, God can't trust them. Somebody get this. Trust is earned. Trust is earned. You know, my wife, when her and I got together, because I was out there, and, you know, the world told her, once an addict, always an addict. One of the things is my trust was in the Lord. I didn't come home and say, okay, I'm fine now, I'm free, I'm delivered, I'm healed, I need a car, I need a phone, I need this, I need that. I didn't ask for nothing. You know why? Because I didn't need anything. He was everything I needed. I could have lived in a cardboard box and been content. In fact, we did for a little while. We had cardboard boxes for furniture. You know why? Listen, my trust was in him. Then one day my wife said, man, I would have hitchhiked everywhere. I didn't care. The Lord would have sent someone to pick me up. And one day she said, would you like to use my car? Man, I didn't know what to do. I felt like a little kid. Well, yeah, sure, why not? I hadn't driven so long, you know. Then I'm driving. Yeah, put the sound stuff. Yeah, whoa. Whoop, whoop, whoop. I was on my way to a Bible study. And I said, Lord, I just started driving my foot on my... He said, keep going. Well, I can't keep going. There's a state trooper right on my butt. Keep going, guy. Next thing I know, a car appears between me and him, me and the state trooper, out of nowhere. My first thought was, how did that angel get that license so quick? I knew my father put that angel in that car and manifested that for me because I trusted him. See, you want to live with the supernatural, you want to live carnally. You don't want to watch God's hand move, or you want to try and fix everything yourself. There's a difference. There's a complete difference. You know what happened? As time went on, my wife began to trust me. I didn't ask for her trust. I didn't earn her trust. I had no right to try to do anything. The only thing I had was trust in him. And as I had trust in him, she began to see my relationship with the Lord and began to realize that my words were not false when I spoke and said I was going to do something. She began to see something different, and she began to trust me more. And she still does, I hope. Hello? See, this relationship, isn't a love affair relationship involved in trust? If you got a relationship that doesn't trust, that's not much of a relationship. So that trust has got to be built, doesn't it? But it's not going to be built if you're not willing to deny yourself, humble yourself, and be consistent. And that's how God looks at it, too. There are people that should be here tonight and thinking they're all right, and they're not. There are people that are doing Lone Rangers without being in fellowship, and they think they're okay because their relationship is based on their works, not on the heart. Is everybody okay? Praise God. Let's go a little further. Hebrews 4. Hebrews 4 and verse 1. Hebrews 4, verse 1. Let's speak it together. Therefore, since a promise remains of entering his rest. Okay, we've gone from trust to what? Rest. Let us fear lest any of you seem to have come short of it. For indeed the gospel is preached to us as well as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. In other words, they didn't believe it. They didn't accept it. They didn't trust it. For we who have believed do enter the rest. So again, the word believe means follow. That means cooperation, doesn't it? So when you're cooperating with God, you enter a rest. Why? Because you trust. So there's a rest that's always waiting for me and you. It is a peace that is a rest that you know that you know that you know that he's faithful to complete what he started. But you know that if you're not cooperating, he's faithful to wait for you. For we who have believed do enter that rest as he has said, so I swore in my wrath they shall not enter my rest. Why? No cooperation, no trust. Although the works were finished from the foundation of the world, for he has spoken in a certain place of the seventh day in this way, and God rested on the seventh day from his works, from all his works. And again, in this place they shall not enter my rest. Since, therefore, it remains that some must enter it, and those to whom it was first preached did not enter because of what? Disobedience. There's a place of rest and peace that no matter what's going on, you're not moved. You're not moved. What's going on here? Man, don't you see what's going on? Yeah. Why aren't you moved? Because I have trust. And because I have trust, I can enter a rest and a peace that surpasses all my understanding of trying to figure it out. Because I'm going to trust it out. Amen? Again, he designates a certain day, saying in David, today, after such a long time, as it has been said, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your heart. Do not what? Harden your heart. Those who believe will enter that rest. That's a place of cooperation. Now, again, so we see here that trust is an area of denying yourself. Amen? Jesus said, deny yourself, pick up the cross. Right? So, and in the chamber of the tabernacle, says Jesus says, I'm the way and the truth. So what are you picking up? Truth. You're picking up what? Truth. Amen? It's the second chamber of the tabernacle. So truth is the holy place. And you know what is in the holy place? That's a place where you minister to God. That's a place where you worship him. Why? Because you've come from trust, with cooperation, with humbleness, you've entered a place where you love him. Not how you feel, not how you think. See, love is a choice. When you are always going by how you feel, you will always go in a cycle of deception. Well, this is how I feel. Well, this, oh, shut up. Truth will outweigh feeling all the time. Always. If you are going by how you feel, you'll be oppressed all the time. Hello? So in this, we go into a place where we trust. Okay, so we started with trust. We've entered now into rest, where you can worship the Lord. You minister to him. Why? Because he's now filling you with his presence. He wants to dwell with you. He wants to fill you with his spirit. He wants to baptize you in the Holy Ghost. He wants to bring you to a place where you minister to him so he can minister to you. He wants you to be there. But you don't get there without trust. You don't get there without cooperation and consistency. You don't get there without being humble. Amen? Listen, when you come to a place where he trusts you, he waits for you. He waits for you to come into his presence. Why? Because he trusts you. He's not looking at the mistakes you've made. Because when you made them, you've cast them on him and you say, I trust you, Lord. I blew it again. I messed this up, sorry. Because there's a relationship. Is everybody okay? A place of rest. It's rest. Jeremiah 6. We're going to try this one again. Jeremiah chapter 6. Oh, glory. Jeremiah chapter 6. Is everybody there? In verse 16. Jeremiah 6:16. We're on rest right now. Thus says the Lord, stand in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths where the good way is, and walk in it. Then you will find rest for your what? Souls. You know what your soul is? Your mind, which is your thoughts, your will, your emotions, and your imaginations. What? You will have found rest. In other words, they're not tormenting you. You have dominion over them. Does everybody see that? But look at, but they said, we will not walk in it. Wait a minute. So trust means you're going to walk in it, right? So when you're walking in it, because you're humble, you're trusting, and you start to walk in it, you've entered a rest, right? But if you choose not to walk in it, you'll be removed from that rest. Does everybody got it? What does the word say? I went astray and became afflicted. Hello? That affliction is because a person goes astray, and that's nothing but torment. Is everybody okay? Hallelujah. Let's go a little further. In Exodus 33. Ooh, never mind. I ain't going there. Anyways, in the book of Exodus, it says, his presence will go with you, and in his presence you will have rest. So we know that the second chamber is worship ministering to the Lord, right? So rest is associated with God's presence. So can you have rest without God's presence? No. No. So we see that there's rest for the soul in Acts 2. Acts 2. So we're going to trust, and then we're going to enter a rest. You know, when a hurricane or a wave or whatever comes through, or wind's blowing, right? All of a sudden you get taken off guard, and you see everything starting to fly around. The first thing you're going to do is look for something to grab onto, aren't you? Man, I'm going to trust that this thing is sturdy, and I'm going to hold on. I'm going to rest. I'm going to stay until it blows by. Amen. And then somebody's going to come by and rescue me somehow. I'll get an answer. Acts 2, 25. For David says concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is at my right hand, that I may not be what? Shaken. Therefore my heart rejoiced and my tongue was glad. Moreover, my flesh also will what? Rest in hope. Even your flesh will, your senses will rest in him. Does everybody understand it? In other words, there's a rest that comes. It is so peaceful that nothing can touch you. And what the enemy likes to do is try to stir you up. He tries to stir you up with fear, anger, pride. He tries to stir you up so you walk out of that rest. And what do? You begin to try to prove yourself. wait a minute, doesn't he try to suck you into ring with an argument? Hey, you're wrong. Oh, no, I'm not. Uh-oh. Don't try to prove you're right. Only he's right. Amen? Other than that, you get sucked into that ring. And next thing you know, you lose your rest and your peace. In Revelation 14. Hallelujah. Revelation 14. Verse 13. Then I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, write, blessed are the dead.
Hello.
Dead to yourself. Has everybody got it? Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works will what? Follow them. How many of y'all want to leave a legacy behind? Amen. The greatest legacy that you can leave behind is to be a man and woman of God. Amen. Praise God. Go to Psalm 40. Rest. Has everybody got rest? Peace that surpasses all understanding. Place of rest. But first you got to what? Trust. No trust, no rest. Psalm 40. Is everybody there? Psalm chapter 40 and verse 1. I what? I waited. There's something about waiting that's very important. In fact, it's probably one of the most difficult things we deal with. And the reason why we have a problem with waiting is because we're not grabbed, engulfed with trust. Has anybody got that? See, you can't wait if you can't trust. This is a process. These are the levels. You first must trust. You must enter rest. Then you're able to wait. If you can't trust from the beginning, you can't enter a rest and you can't wait. It's impossible. So what does he say? I waited patiently. This means he endured. No matter what was going around, no matter what was happening, he was waiting on an answer. I'm not moving until I know. In other words, I'm not going to move an assumption. I'm not going to move by how I feel. I'm not going to move by how I think. I am going to wait until I hear what I'm supposed to do. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. He also brought me up out of the horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet on a rock and established my steps. Oh my, this is from what? Because he got told what to do. He waited. He didn't assume. He waited patiently. He endured. Why? Because he trusted and he was in a place of rest and peace that he didn't want to be moved out of. You know, it's like floating on water. You're just laying on this raft, and you're floating. And the enemy comes and puts a hole in it and sinks it, but you're still floating because you're at a rest that don't matter. So everybody got it? You're waiting on an answer. You're waiting to know what to do next. Set my feet on a rock, established my steps, and he put a new song in my mouth. Praise to our God. Many will see it in fear and will what? Trust in the Lord. See, people are going to trust in the Lord by what they see you do and how you respond, not react. Ooh. In 1 Samuel chapter 10. 1 Samuel chapter 10. Samuel was a prophet of the Lord. He spoke the words of the Lord. Samuel heard what God would tell him, and then Samuel would tell the king, King David, Saul. So he was speaking to Saul at this time. 1 Samuel chapter 10. In verse 8, and he says something to him here, and he says, you shall go down before me to Gilgal, and surely I will come down to you to offer burnt offerings and make sacrifices of peace offerings. 7 days you shall wait. Hello. You know, some people, they wait 2 minutes. Oh, this must be God. Or they play Bible roulette. That's God. I'm going to go do it. That's Bible roulette. Hello. You wait, because you trust, you've entered a peace, you're floating in the spirit, and you're just waiting for an answer. Nothing's going to move you. Because even if a shark shows up, he's going to take care of it. Even if a wolf shows up in sheep clothing, he's going to take care of it. Although he may give you a direction to take care of it then, because you've got your ears on, right? Okay. So here he goes. He says, what now? Okay, you're going to wait 7 days, right? 7 days you shall wait till I come to you and show you what you should do. The thing is you better do it when he shows you. Amen? I ain't doing that now.
Oh, really?
So you're going to reject the counsel of the Lord. Then what you do is you don't trust, do you? See, you've gone back in the cycle, haven't you? You just, boom, got pulled out of everything and started all over again. Is everybody okay? The Bible says that those who wait in the Lord won't be ashamed. He says that he will lead us in all truth. Does everybody got it? You won't be ashamed. See, this waiting area.
Hello?
Yeah. This waiting area is a place where, you know, we've followed now. Amen? We're following. We've trusted. We're in a place of rest. Waiting area brings life. Because there isn't anything greater as when you know that you just heard from God. And when he speaks, when he releases, he always releases something that's life-giving. Even though he may say, this is what I want you to do. It's like, yes, I'll do it. Now, the whole thing is you want to know when. He'll tell you when he gives it to you. If there's not a when he gives it to you, then you wait. Has everybody got it? There must be a when. There must be a how. He doesn't just tell you, go do this, and then disappear. Has everybody got it? When he's speaking to you, he's going to tell you, didn't he do that to Moses? When he sent Moses, right, to the Israelites to free them, didn't he tell them what to do? And Moses said, man, I can't speak like that. And the Lord said, yeah, you can't, man. Don't worry about it. It's not you. I'll speak right through. No, no, Moses was so afraid. So what he put his brother Aaron to speak for him. But Moses did the signs and wonders, didn't he? Amen. Hallelujah. So he says that we won't be ashamed when we wait. The Bible says something very beautiful, Isaiah 40. Isaiah chapter 40. Is everybody there? Wait is associated with enduring. Has everybody got it? That's patience. I hear people say, don't pray for patience. Well, you should, because it's a fruit of the Spirit. Why? Because if you can't be patient, you can't wait. That means you can't wait on God. You're going to walk in assumption all the time. And you're going to step in a lot of traps. And you always try to dig yourself out and bless yourself instead of waiting on the Lord. Isaiah 40, 31. And we have a 31. Praise God. Would you read this with me, please? Please, everybody, read this with me. Is everybody there? But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Because they what? Waited on the Lord. Now, how did it start? They trusted. It started with what? Humbling yourself and being consistent because you're cooperating. You entered a place of rest, which is a sense of place of peace. Now you're ministering to the Lord. And as you're ministering to the Lord brings you into another arena. And he says, I love you. And I have information for you. This is what I want you to do. And this is when I want you to do it. And this is how I want you to do it. See, because you don't have to worry about anything. And my presence will go with you. And you won't have to be afraid. See, when God tells you to do something, sends you to do something, his presence is with you. There's no problem. It's when we try to do it in our own strength, our own time, our own construction, that his presence isn't there. Is everybody okay? Hallelujah. It says, my soul waits upon the Lord. Now I'm going to close at Hebrews 9. Is everybody okay? Are you getting this? Trust, rest, and wait. Three stages of victory. Glory. This is not the but ministry. But. Amen? It's the trust. Trust. It starts with trust. Starts with humbleness. Starts with cooperation. Hebrew chapter 9, verse 27. I trust you, Lord. I trust you. Yes. Hebrews 29, verse 27. Would you read it? I mean, verse 9, 27. Sheesh. Yeah, Hebrews 29. Listen, we're Sunday, bring somebody. We're going to show a 10-minute clip that is going to rock your socks of things that are happening. We've been talking about the bloodlines and so on. I'm going to show you a 10-minute clip. Yes. expose more of the devil's tactics. Okay, 27, you there? Let's read it. And as it is appointed for men to die once, but rather this is the judgment, so Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. To those who eagerly wait for him, he will appear a second time apart from sin for salvation. Yes. So don't be a wimp. Stand for what is truth, what is righteous, and what is his will. Amen. Trust, enter the rest, wait, and you'll have victory. To God be the glory. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. Let the seed be protected by the blood of the Lamb, and let it grow and bear fruit for your glory. And Holy Spirit, remind us, bring it to remembrance what you've given us tonight so that we can completely trust, rest, and wait, and be blessed in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.